Thank you for your cooperation. We also remind you that no alcohol It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Greater Nevada Field in downtown Reno, where today the Tacoma Rainiers take on the Reno Aces in the final game of a six-game series. Well, this has been a streaky series, to say the least. The Rainiers won the first three games here, seemed to be really cruising along, but now Reno has won the two most recent games, so suddenly the Rainiers, who seemed assured of getting a series victory when they were ahead 3-0, need to win the last game in order to get a series win. And meanwhile, Reno, with the back-to-back wins, has a chance to salvage a split of the six-game series. Reno has lost only one home series all season long. The Rainiers hoping a victory today will double that total for the Reno Aces. Our pitching matchup today, the Rainiers are having a bullpen game, as they have a lot of relievers on the roster right now. Nick Margavichus has recently been pitching out of the bullpen, and he is going to start this game. He's 0-2 with an 11.95 ERA this season. He'll be opposed by Reno starter Tommy Henry, who had his best start of the season his last time out, which was against Tacoma in the first game of this series. He pitched six innings of one-hit ball, struck out a career-high 11 in that game. The Rainiers ended up winning that game 3-2, beating the Aces bullpen. But Henry was very tough in that game, and he makes his second start of the series against Tacoma here this afternoon. He's 2-2 on the year with a 3.61 ERA, fifth best ERA in the Pacific Coast League. So Tommy Henry on the hill for Reno, Nick Margavichus for the Rainiers. Should be a fun one today in what might end up being the sun here in Reno. It's been cloudy all morning, but there are signs that it might be breaking up. When we come back on the Rainiers pregame show, we'll get you caught up on the latest roster moves and also take a look back at yesterday's game. We'll be back right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
The Rainiers taking out the Reno Aces today, final game of the six-game series. Rainiers made some roster moves today. They've released two pitchers. They released veteran Asher Wojciechowski and also the left-hander Ian McKinney. The Rainiers had 19 pitchers on their active roster. They are down to 17 now, which is still a lot, but obviously had too many bodies for a AAA pitching staff. So unfortunately, cuts had to be made, and Wojciechowski and McKinney are now free agents, and hopefully we'll be able to latch on with other clubs. Well, yesterday, Reno beat Tacoma 6-2 as they had a good pitching performance from their starter, Ryan Nelson. The Rainiers had just six hits last night and only five hits the night before, looking to get the offense going in the day game today. We'll take a look at the starting lineups in today's game right after this.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
Taking a look at the starting lineups today. First for the Red Ears, who are 19-33 on the year, managed by Dan Wilson. Leading off playing center field is Jared Kelnick. Batting second, Justin Upton. He's the DH. Brian O'Keefe hits third. He'll catch. Batting cleanup, third baseman Zach Green. Joe Odom hits fifth. He'll play first base. Mason McCoy is the shortstop, hitting sixth. Marcus Wilson in the seven hole playing right field. Alex Blandino is the second baseman, hitting eighth, and playing left field and hitting ninth is Forrest Wall. On the mound, Nick Margavich is 0-2 with an 11.95 ERA. The Reno Aces are the Arizona Diamondbacks affiliate. They are 28-25 on the year. Their manager is Gil Velazquez. They lead off with Giancarlo Cintron at second base. Batting second is center fielder Dominic Fletcher. Hitting third and doing the catching is Carson Kelly. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Seth Beer. Batting fifth, designated hitter Buddy Kennedy. Hitting sixth, the left fielder Braden Bishop. Batting seventh and playing right field is Dominic Canzone. Cam DeDuzanac hits eighth. He's the shortstop. And batting ninth, third baseman Yadiel Rivera. On the mound, Tommy Henry. Henry's 2-2 with a 3.61 ERA. Umpires, Dane Ponsack is behind the plate. Tom West, the crew chief, is at first. And Chris Marco is at third. Tacoma and Reno, final game of the six-game series. That does it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch of the start of today's game right after this.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
Well, good afternoon, and welcome once again to Tacoma Red Ears Baseball as we're about ready to start this one. Tacoma and Reno from Greater Nevada Field. And the Aces starter, Tommy Henry, has wrapped up his warm-up pitches. And heading to the plate, the Red Ears leadoff man, Jared Kelnick, who brings a 10-game hitting streak into today's contest. Kelnick's hitting 310 with five homers in 71 at-bats since joining the Raiders. He looks out towards Henry, and right on cue, the sun pokes through the clouds, and we are ready for the first pitch of the game, and it is swung on and hit in the air, foul, and out of play on the third base side. So we are underway here in Reno. It's been very cloudy all morning, and there was even some very, very light rain. That has stopped. We still have a lot of clouds here, but right now, sun coming down on the field. It's around 70 degrees. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and it is inside to Kelnick, and that backs him off. One ball, one strike. They've turned the lights on for some reason. I don't really think they're needed, but they're on. Right, here's where they rode grays today, the gray jerseys and gray pants. The 1-1 is swung on and bounced foul first base side. And Reno is wearing what must be their Sunday reds. Red jerseys, red caps with white pants. Well, Kelnick's behind to the count, 1-2. And now the pitch. It is swung on and grounded right to the shortstop, Duzenak, who fields it and throws out Kelnick at first. And one man is gone at the top of the first inning. So Kelnick grounds out to the shortstop. And that will bring Justin Upton to the plate. Upton's playing in his fourth game as a Rainier today. He's 1-for-10 with 3 walks. Right-hand batter. And the pitch from Tommy Henry is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Henry out of the University of Michigan. Second round pick in 2019. Here's his 1-0 pitch on its way to Upton, and it is hit in the air towards right into the corner. Back goes Canzone into foul ground, and he makes the catch in the right field corner in foul territory. Nice running grab by Dominic Canzone, the right fielder, and two men are out in the top of the first inning. Canzone running out of my line of sight here in Reno and catching that foul ball in the right field corner. There's just a tiny part of the field that I can't see from my spot here, and that was it. Now Brian O'Keefe is the hitter. And the pitch is yanked towards third. Diving catch over there by Yadiel Rivera, and the Raiders are done in the top of the first inning. That was a screamer off the bat of O'Keefe and a diving catch by the third baseman, Yadiel Rivera. Back-to-back nice defensive plays by Reno. Raiders go in order at the top of the first inning. 3-up, 3-down. We go to the bottom of the first. Tecoma nothing. Reno coming to the plate.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Thank you. Rainiers did not score in the top of the first, and now the Aces come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. Bullpen day for the Rainiers, and Nick Margavichus is the first man up. And he'll face Giancarlo Cintron to lead things off. Cintron's been a tough out for the Rainiers in this series. He's 7-for-13 at the plate. Right-hand batter. Margavichus began the year in the Rainiers rotation, but has since been moved to the bullpen, and then today he makes the spot start. His pitch to Cintron is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. Margavichus is 0-2 with an 11.95 ERA in 20 and a third innings, as the pitch is fouled off down the right field line. The trouble has been hits. He's given up a lot of hits, 46 in 20 and a third innings. He isn't walking anyone, or very rarely anyway, just 5 walks and 20 strikeouts. Here's his 0-2 to Cintron, and that's hit in the air to right field. Going back is Marcus Wilson. He has plenty of room, and he makes the catch, and there's the first out at the bottom of the first inning. Now Fletcher will be the batter. Margavichus' last start was May 15th. Coincidentally, that was against these guys, Reno. He allowed 3 runs in 4 innings that day. And then they moved him to the pen. He'll face Dominic Fletcher. Left versus left situation, and Fletcher fouls the pitch back to the screen. There's strike one. Fletcher hitting 370 in 14 games since being promoted to AAA from the Diamondbacks AA club, and he swings and fouls one off, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes. And the pitch is swung on and chopped towards second baseman Alex Blandino, who fields it and throws out Fletcher at first, and 2 men are gone in the bottom of the first inning. So Margavichus retires the first 2 hitters. And now the rehabbing major league catcher Carson Kelly will be the batter. Kelly made his first rehab appearance yesterday for Reno as the DH, and had 4 plate appearances, was 0-for-2 with 2 walks. Here's the pitch, and it is taken low and outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch from Margavichus is fouled out of play, and the count's even, 1-1. No score, bottom of the first inning, just getting started here in Reno on this Sunday afternoon. 6th game of a 9-game road trip for the Rainiers. Now the 1-1 is a swing and a miss. There's strike 2. Rainiers are off tomorrow. Going to spend it traveling to Salt Lake City. And then 3 games in Salt Lake City starting on Tuesday night. 1-2 pitch is lined up the middle off Margavichus, and it goes to Blandino, and Blandino catches it. The ball never hit the ground, and that is the final out of the inning, but Margavichus is in some pain. It hit him, I believe, on the right wrist as the glove hand for Margavichus. And the ball stayed in the air and went right to the second baseman, Blandino, who caught it. It goes in the scorebook as a 1-4. And the trainer, Michael Feliciano, is checking on Margavichus right now here as the inning is over. 3 up, 3 down. An easy inning for Margavichus, but a little painful play at the end there. We'll see if he is able to continue. We go to the second. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We go to the second inning of play here at Greater Nevada Field. Zach Green will lead things off for the Red Ears against the lefty Tommy Henry. And Henry's into his motion of the pitch. Is taken for a strike, 0-1. Red Ears had just one hit in six innings against Henry on Tuesday in the first game of the series. So now the 0-1 is outside for a ball. Brian O'Keefe got that hit. And O'Keefe nearly had a hit in the first inning today, but a diving play was made at third by Yadiel Rivera. 1-1 pitch coming to Green, and it is swung on, hit in the air towards center field. Starting back and now coming in is Fletcher, and he makes the catch. And there's the first out at the top of the second inning. So Green flies to center, and now Joe Odom is the batter. Odom hitting .255, second on the team with eight homers, and 14 runs batted in. Henry nods in agreement with his catcher, Kelly. And now the pitch is taken high for a ball, 1-0. So 1-0 the count. And the next pitch is down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Three infielders on the left side with Odom at the plate. And the 2-0 pitch is lined into left center field. There's a base hit, possibly more. Over to cut it off is Fletcher. Odom is digging for second, and he is going to make it in there with a slide as the throw was offline. And it's a one-out double for Joe Odom. Red Ears have their first hit of the game. Joe Odom with a liner to left center. His eighth double of the season. And Odom is in scoring position, and now Mason McCoy is the batter. McCoy had a couple of hits last night, 2-for-3 with a triple, scored a run. Henry's pitch is taken high and away for a ball, 1-0. Rainier's trying to break through with the first run of the game, just got the first hit of the game. 1-0 pitch is in there for a strike, 1-1. Yeah, the lefty with a 1-1 pitch. And it is in there for a strike. 1-2 the count. So one ball, two strikes. And the pitch is a check swing down on a pitch down low. He did not go around, says the base umpire. And the count is now even, two balls, two strikes. Henry rubs up a new baseball. the 2-2 pitch, and it is reached for and fouled away. McCoy getting a piece of it and staying alive. Still two balls, two strikes. Henry, 24-year-old lefty, AAA rookie this year. Part of a prospect-laden Reno Aces starting rotation. So now the 2-2 pitch is fouled off. And McCoy continues to foul off pitches and hang in there, staying alive. So still two balls, two strikes. Now, again, the pitch is swung on and yanked down the left field line. Hooking, it is a foul ball. It hit the outfield fence to the left of the yellow line that is painted on it that extends upwards and then meets the base of the foul pole, which is fixed to the top of the left field wall here in Reno. Very high outfield fences here. About 25 feet tall from the left field foul pole out to straightaway center. And then right field, it's a rather normal height of 10 feet. Two balls, two strikes, and the pitch is swung on. It's stroked into left field. That's a base hit past the diving Duzadak. Odom had to hold up to make sure the ball got through the infield, so he can only advance one base to third. Right here, they have runners at the corners with one out. And Marcus Wilson is coming to the plate. Wilson, the number seven man in the Rainiers lineup, hitting 199 on the year with seven homers, 21 runs batted in. And the pitch from Henry is taken up high for a ball, 1-0. Wilson has not had an easy series here in Reno at the plate, 1-for-15. This is his original organization that he's facing, the Diamondbacks. He takes a breaking ball for a strike, 1-1. Arizona originally drafted Marcus Wilson back in 2014. It was their second-round pick that year, coming out of high school in Southern California. 1-1 pitch. Swung on, bounced to third. Fielded by Rivera, goes to second for one. Relay to first is in time for two. An inning-ending double play. The Raiders miss a scoring opportunity here in the second. Aces turn the around-the-horn double play, and no runs for the Raiders on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Tacoma and Reno are scoreless.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
No score between Tacoma and Reno. We head to the bottom of the second inning. And the Red Deer's pitcher, Nick Bargavicius, remains in the game. He has just started his warm-ups. Here's what happened. On the last batter of the first inning, Carson Kelly hit a liner back through the box, and it deflected off of Margavich's right wrist, or the heel of his glove, but caught wrist also. Bounced in the air, popped up in the air, and was caught by the second baseman for the final out of the inning. And the Red Deer's trainer, Michael Feliciano, met Margavich's as he was coming off the field. Margavich's was clearly in some pain. But while the Red Deer's were batting at the top of the second inning, they seemed to have done some work on his right wrist and maybe taped it up a bit. And when he went out to take the mound, he and the trainer showed the umpires what they had done on his wrist to make sure, because the umpires are always worried about foreign substances, sticky stuff. So they had to show the umpires what had happened. And that took a minute. But Margavichus is able to continue in this game. Again, it's his non-pitching arm. He got hit on he's a lefty, and he got hit on the right wrist. So he's staying in there, and here's Seth Beer, and the pitch is lined into right field, a leadoff single for Seth Beer here at the bottom of the second inning on the first pitch. So Beer has Reno's first hit of the game, and now Buddy Kennedy will be the batter. Kennedy was hitless yesterday. That ended a little six-game hitting streak he had going on. Right-hand batter, Kennedy hitting 301 on the year with three homers, 21 runs batted in. Has a 376 on-base percentage, too. And the pitch from Margavichus hits the outside edge for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. No score between Tacoma and Reno. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Daytime baseball coming your way on a Sunday from Reno. Next pitch is low for a ball, 2-1. Rainiers will be coming back to Reno for one more six-game series this season. And it's actually coming up in almost exactly a month. The Rainiers are going to be here on the 4th of July to start the six-game series. 2-1 pitch is fouled away. Rainiers are home on July 3rd, as usual, and then we'll fly to Reno on July 4th. That reminds me, if you don't have your July 3rd tickets yet, you can still get ahead of the game by doing that now or this week at the Cheney Stadium box office. Do it now online this week at the box office. Series of foul out of play by Kennedy. The July 3rd fireworks show is always a big winner at Cheney Stadium. And the game traditionally sells out, so that's one to get advance tickets for sure. Here's the 2-2 pitch, and it's a swing and a foul at the plate. Still two balls, two strikes. So an even count, 2-2 with Beer at first. No one out in the bottom of the second inning. Margavichus with his pitch, and it is swung on and fouled off. Kennedy having a prolonged plate appearance here. Now the next pitch is a breaking ball inside. Full count, 3-2. This is going to be the ninth pitch of the at-bat right here. And a light toss to first by Margavichus instead. Margavichus threw 10 pitches to the first four hitters, and he's thrown 9 to Kennedy, the fifth hitter of the game. And this one is just outside, ball 4. Kennedy heads down to first, and Beer takes second. Two on and no one out for Braden Bishop, the former Rainier and Mariner, who played in the first game of this series on Tuesday, and we haven't seen him since. He had a homer in Tuesday's game, batting .233 with two homers, 11 runs batted in on the season. And the pitch from Margavichus is a breaking ball outside. Ball one. Well, if you weren't following along last night, we had our first real hiccup with the automated ball strike system in the eighth inning last night. As the pitch is hit well to right field, back is Wilson, and on the track he makes the catch. Tagging at second and advancing to third is Beer, and Bishop holds at first. Kennedy holds at first. Bishop is retired on the deep fly out to right. Runners at first and third with one out, and now Dominic Canzone will be the batter. Last night at the bottom of the eighth inning, Reno was leading 6-2, and they had the bases loaded with two outs, and Buddy Kennedy was at the plate. And Fernando Bod was pitching for the Red Ears, and he was struggling with his control. And he was behind in the count, 3-0 with the bases loaded. As here's a pitch inside, and it hits Canzone right in the small of the back. And he is hit by the first pitch, so he will head down to first. Kennedy takes second. And the bases are loaded with one out as Beer remains at third. And now Camden Dusenak will be the batter. So anyway, on this bases-loaded pitch last night to Kennedy, the count was 3-0, as now the Rainiers pitching coach is going to visit the mound. The next pitch to Buddy Kennedy from Abad was taken for what Kennedy thought was ball four. It looked outside. And he started going down to first base. The runners all started to advance, thinking that it had been a bases-loaded walk, and that, you know, ball four, bases-loaded walk, everyone moves up. And the umpire, on a very delayed reaction, called it a strike because the automated system relayed the info to him. And I don't know if the relay got delayed or if the umpire was surprised and thus had a delayed strike call himself, but the batter, Kennedy, was already a couple of steps down the first baseline, and the runner from third, thinking he was forced in, was Juan Centeno, veteran. He was halfway to the plate, and the umpire suddenly called it a strike, not ball four, as here's a swing and a foul out of play now by Dusenak. And that meant that it was a live ball, and Kennedy, Centeno, was halfway between third and home, and it was effectively a stolen base attempt, much to the surprise of everyone on the diamond, as Dusenak fouls one back. And so the Red Ears catcher, Andrew Knapp, tagged out Centeno, who never really ran towards the plate. Everyone was just confused. And that was the last out of the inning, and the Rainiers got a huge break because of a delayed call as a result of the automated ball strike system. We haven't seen anything like that yet. That was the first time that we've seen a true hiccup in the system. Here's a foul out of play. And again, I don't know if the system had the late call or if it was the plate umpire just didn't register it from his earpiece to him physically making a call in a timely fashion. I don't know, but it was messed up. That's what I do know. Sears a swing and a foul by Dusenak, still 0-2. And if it had been a closer game, I think we would have had a real reaction on the part of the Aces, who clearly got hosed on the deal. Although some would say that Kennedy, by walking down to first base, kind of hung his teammates out to dry, assuming it was ball four. Here's a swing and a grounder to short. That's fielded by McCoy. Goes to second for one. That's all they'll get. Scoring from third is Beer, and Reno has the first run of the game. Kennedy advances to third. backhand zone, forced out at second. Duzenak reaches on a fielder's choice, and he gets an RBI. Runners at the corners with two outs for Yadiel Rivera. Rainiers have a righty in the bullpen. Dan Wilson's on the top step of the dugout, but looks like he's going to stay there. Yes, he is. They're going to let Mark Avichus face Rivera. Rivera hitting 275 at bats on the year, and he swings and misses at a fastball. There's strike one. There, the 0-1 pitch is swung on, grounded to McCoy on two hops. Easy play for him, and he just flips it to the second baseman for the force out on Duzenak, and that wraps up the bottom of the second inning. Barreto gets a run on one hit. There were no errors, and two runners left on base. We go to the third inning. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Restore shine and protect your interior with Armor All cleaning and protectant wipes at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, buy two canisters of Armor All wipes and get one free. Plus, you'll earn double O rewards points. Clean, shine, and protect with Armor All wipes available at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts or shop online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Well, it's 1-0 Reno with the lead over Tacoma. We go to the third inning of play here at Greater Nevada Field. Right here's last game of this series in Reno. Alex Blandino leads things off in the third. And the pitch from Tommy Henry is grounded right to the shortstop and fielded by Duzenak, who throws to first for the out. One pitch, one out in the top of the third inning. Blandino grounds to shortstop. And now Forrest Wall will be the hitter. Wall batting in the number 9 spot today. He's hitting 231 with a couple of homers. 13 runs batted in. Has hit safely in 4 of his last 5 games. And the pitch to Wall is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch coming from Tommy Henry, and this is in the dirt, and it skips past the catcher and goes to the backstop. Now Henry nods in agreement with his catcher, and his 1-1 pitch is cued foul on the third base side, and it's a foul ball, 1-2. Henry without a strikeout yet. He had 11 strikeouts on Tuesday against Tacoma, a career high. His previous career high had been 9. It was his first time ever reaching double digits in strikeouts as a pro. Here's his 1-2 pitch on its way to Wall, and it is a called strike 3, and there's his first strikeout today, and it comes with two outs in the top of the third inning. Now Jared Kelnick will be the batter. Kelnick grounded to shortstop earlier. And the pitch is on its way, and it is taken outside for a ball. Now the next pitch, swing and a miss at a slider. Now the next pitch is in there for a called strike. 1-2. 93 on the radar gun on that Tommy Henry fastball. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Kelnick, and it is tapped foul. Still 1-2. Sun coming down on the diamond once again here. It's been in and out today. 1-2 pitch coming, and it is swung on, grounded sharply to first, and it goes right past the first baseman, Beer, and Kelnick is around first and on his way to second base, and he is going to make it there. And then the throw to second goes into left field, so Kelnick's going to third. They throw it to third and fire it past the third baseman, but it's backed up by the catcher, Kelly, and Kelnick is at third with two outs at the top of the third inning. What a circus. They could have gotten him out three times. First off, the batted ball should have been fielded by Seth Beer. He didn't touch it. I don't know if it took a bad hop or he had a misread or what, but it skipped right by him, and it was the type of batted ball you expect to result in an out. And then it goes down the line, and Kelnick decides to stretch it, and a good throw would have got him, but it skipped past the shortstop and went into shallow left field. So Kelnick went to third. The left fielder was backing up, though, as the pitch to Upton is a swing and a miss, strike one. And they had a chance to get Kelnick at third. And left fielder Braden Bishop had his throw skip past third baseman Yadiel Rivera. And if the catcher hadn't been backing that up, Kelnick might have little-leagued it all the way to the plate. Upton fouls one off now. And he's behind in the count, 0-2. We'll get the scoring on that. There's definitely going to be an error on Bishop. Well, actually, I'm not sure about that. There's a lot of ways they could look at this. They've given the error to the right fielder, throwing it past second base. Okay, that makes sense. 0-2 pitch rolled slowly to the left of the mound. Picking it up is the third baseman, Rivera, and he throws out Upton at first base, ending the top of the third inning. It was ruled a double for Kelnick and a throwing error on the right fielder, enabling him to get to third. But the Raiders do not score. They had a hit, there was an error, and one runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the third. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Hey, Tacoma fans! America's pastime is back for 2022. While you're busy packing the seats to see the future of baseball, Amazon is packing your deliveries, and they have jobs near you. With flexible schedules and a convenient location, you'll love working there. You get competitive pay, great benefits, and career advancement opportunities, all while working with other team players. To learn more about the jobs near you, visit amazon.com/home team. Go Rainiers!
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot?
we can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
1-0 is our score. Reno with the early lead over the Raiders. We go to the bottom of the third inning. Raiders have made the first of what is expected to be many pitching changes today at a bullpen day, with Riley O'Brien coming in from the pen, and he will face Giancarlo Cintron, Dominic Fletcher, and Carson Kelly. The starter, Nick Margavichus, went two innings, allowed one hit and one run, which was earned. He walked one, hit a batter with a pitch, and no strikeouts. So Cintron settles into the batter's box. He flied out to right field earlier. O'Brien's into his motion, and his pitch is a breaking ball outside, ball one. O'Brien recently came off the Mariners' 40-man roster. As here's a swing and a bouncing ball deflected by O'Brien, picked up at third by Green, but he's got no play, and a board at first. With an infield single is Giancarlo Cintron. So he is on. And now Fletcher will be the batter. Bouncer back to the mound. If O'Brien didn't touch it, they might have gotten him out with one of the middle infielders fielding it. But instead it was deflected. Now the pitch is taken high for a ball. O'Brien has not pitched since May 25th because he had to go through the waiver process after being DFA'd. And once he cleared, he was outrighted to Tacoma. And this is his first game since rejoining the club, although he's been here for a couple days now. Now is 1-0 pitch to Fletcher. Is lined towards center field. Kelnick is there, and he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. So Fletcher lines out to center, one away. And now Carson Kelly will be the batter. Kelly lined out his first time up. He's 0 for 1. He hit that ball off Margavichus's right wrist that was then caught by the second baseman. O'Brien with a check of the runner at first. And there he goes, and the pitch is a strike, and the throw down to second base is in time. They got him. Brian O'Keefe guns down Giancarlo Cintron at second base. The tag applied by Alex Blandino. And there's the second out of the inning. It's a big out right there. Raiders have thrown out a few base stealers these last couple of days. Yesterday, Andrew Knapp gunned down Cintron in the second inning. And then there was the steal of home that the Raiders thwarted on the ABS hiccup that we were talking about earlier. And the Raiders picked a runner off that went as a caught stealing in the eighth inning on Friday. And that was also Giancarlo Cintron, who maybe ought to consider just staying at the base that he is currently occupying when he reaches next time. 2-1 now to Kelly, and here's a liner to right, and that's going to drop for a hit in front of Wilson, and Kelly is aboard with a two-out single. So Kelly's on, and now here's Seth Beer. Beer singled and scored earlier. And the pitch to him is taken down low for a ball. Now O'Brien's pitch is taken for a called strike. 1-1 now. A tall righty from Seattle. Riley O'Brien with his 1-1 pitch, and it is low for a ball, 2-1. Here comes the 2-1 pitch, and it is swung on and bounced foul on the first base side, 2-2. Next pitch is high. Full count now to Beer. O'Keefe steps in front of the plate and starts moving some infielders around. Rainiers with a big shift on with Blandino out in the outfield. Grass and right. The 3-2 pitch is a check swing on a pitch in the dirt, and he did not go around. That is ball four. So Kelly takes second, and Beer heads down to first on the walk. Two on, two out, and Buddy Kennedy is the hitter. Kennedy walked his first time up today. One nothing Reno, bottom of the third. They have two on with two out. And the pitch is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Yeah, the 1-0. Breaking ball low, two balls, no strikes. So 2-0 the count. And Riley O'Brien with his pitch, and it is low, ball three. So two on, two out, three balls, no strikes to Buddy Kennedy. Braden Bishop is on deck. O'Brien with his pitch, and it is low and away, well off the plate. That is ball four. So Kelly takes third, Beer moves to second. Buddy Kennedy draws his second walk of this game. The bases are loaded with two outs, and Braden Bishop is now the batter. Trip to the mound by Alon Leishman. The Red Ears are warming up a left-hander in the bullpen. The Red Ears pitching coach talking things over with O'Brien. Conference on the mound broken up by the home plate umpire Dane Ponczak. So bases loaded, two outs, and here's Bishop, former Rainier and Mariner, flied to deep right field his first time up, and O'Brien's pitch is grounded right to short and fielded by McCoy, who flips it to second for the force out on Kennedy, and that closes out the bottom of the third. Reno does not score. They had two hits. There were no errors and three runners left on base. We go to the fourth inning of play. It's Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems?
Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
I'm disgusting.
Oh, House, don't say that.
You could live someplace so much better than me.
That's not true.
Oh, yeah? Look at these uneven stairs. Gross.
House, you know I don't care.
Ugh, and the squeaky door hinge.
I think it's cute.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
One nothing, Reno with the lead over the Red Ears. We go to the fourth inning of play here on this Sunday in downtown Reno. Red Ears staying the night here and flying to Salt Lake City tomorrow. Going to get to enjoy everything downtown Reno has to offer tonight. All right, here's Brian O'Keefe leading off the fourth. And the pitch from Tommy Henry is on its way. And it is hit in the air towards the shallow right. Back goes Cintrone. In is Canzone. And Cintrone makes the catch, the second baseman. And O'Keefe is retired on one pitch. Second time he's gone down on one pitch against Tommy Henry. So one out, and now Zach Green is the batter. Green flied out to center field earlier. He's 0 for 1. Henry with his pitch, and it is up high and outside. Next pitch coming from Henry, and it is taken for a strike across the belt. 1-1. We'll check out what happened around the league last night. Now the pitch is low for a ball. The story in the league right now continues to be Las Vegas. They are simply not losing. They won their ninth in a row yesterday. They beat Sacramento 9-7. Here's a bouncer foul by Green. In that game, Dalton Kelly hit a three-run homer. Vimeo Machine hit two doubles and drove in three. And Vegas hung nine on the board, won at 9-7. They've won nine in a row. The first four were against the Red Ears at Cheney Stadium last week and last weekend. So now the pitch is a swing and a miss. That is strike three, and Green is the second strikeout victim of Tommy Henry today. Two down in the top of the fourth, and now Joe Odom will hit. So Vegas won the four against Tacoma after the Red Ears won the first game of that series. Vegas won the next four, and there was a rainout in there too. And then Vegas flew home to face Sacramento for a six-game series. They have won the first five games of that series to extend their winning streak to nine in a row. And they're trying to finish a six-game series sweep today. One-0 to Odom, swung on, broken bat grounder up the middle, fielded by the second baseman Cintrone near the bag, and he throws out Odom at first base, and that's it for the Rainiers at the top of the fourth, three up, three down. Henry has pitched 10 shutout innings against Tacoma in this series. We go to the bottom of the fourth, Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Canon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Canon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083. Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Reno leads 1-0. Riley O'Brien on the mound to face Dominic Canzone, and the first pitch of the inning is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. O'Brien pitched a scoreless third. There was some traffic. He left the bases loaded. 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Also had a runner caught stealing in the inning, which was a big help. Next pitch coming from O'Brien, and it swung on and bounced to the right side, and that's handled by Blandino, the second baseman. He throws to first for the out. One away in the bottom of the fourth inning. So Canzone grounds out to Blandino. And now Camden Duzenac is the hitter. Duzenac drove in a run with an infield grounder in the second inning. 0-for-1. He hit into a force out, but it picked up the runner from third, and that's the only run of this game so far. And O'Brien starts him off with a breaking ball inside. 1-0 the count. Now the next pitch is up and in. 2 balls, no strikes. Now the 2-0, swung on, grounded, foul, third base side, and the count goes to 2-1.
Good
Next pitch is outside, ball three. So Bryant's behind in the count, 3-1. Now a swing and a fly to center. Kelnick moves towards left a few steps, and he makes the catch, and there's out number two. Duzenac flies to center. Two down in the bottom of the fourth inning. And Yadiel Rivera will be the next batter. Talking about some of the action around the league yesterday. And Vegas winning their ninth in a row. And while they're doing that, they are opening up a lead in the West, as here's a pitch in for a strike to Rivera. Salt Lake lost again yesterday to El Paso 5-4. And Salt Lake is 3.5 games behind Vegas. They're now tied with Reno. Here's a grounder back to the mound that's fielded by O'Brien. Tossed to first in time to get Rivera. And that ended up being a very quick and easy 3-up, 3-down inning for Riley O'Brien. So we go to the fifth. It is Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
En BECU, no solo somos tu cooperativa de crédito comunitaria. También somos un gran lugar para trabajar. Desde finanzas hasta tecnología y marketing, ofrecemos carreras gratificantes en una variedad de ámbitos. Conoce más en becu.org/careers.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you, with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the fifth inning. It is Reno 1, Tacoma nothing. And the Red Ears with three hits today against Tommy Henry. And they have twice stranded a runner at third base in this game. Mason McCoy will lead things off. He'll be followed by Marcus Wilson and Alex Blandino at the top of the fifth. McCoy has one of the Red Ears' three hits. He singled to left field in the second inning, 1-for-1 today. Henry is into his motion, and here's the pitch. And it is taken for a strike, breaking ball. 0-1 the count. Next pitch ready, coming from the lefty, Henry. And it swung on and tapped towards third. Charging and picking it is Rivera, and he throws out McCoy at first base. Two pitches, one out at the top of the fifth, and now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Other games in the league. Round Rock beat Oklahoma City last night 5-2. They had a bullpen game, the Express did, and they had five pitchers combined on a six-hitter. Now Henry with the pitch up high to Wilson for a ball. And then Albuquerque won at Sugarland 8-5 as Elaris Montero had three hits and two runs batted in for the Isotopes. It's their third baseman. Now the 1-0 is in. Oh, high. 2-0. So while Vegas has been opening up a lead in the West, things are really jumbled in the East. Oklahoma City and Round Rock are tied in first, and El Paso is only one game back. 2-0 pitch in there for a strike, and the count goes to 2-1. next pitch, grounded to short, and that's fielded by Duzenac, and he throws out Wilson, and two men are gone in the top of the fifth inning, and Henry has retired six in a row and nine of the last 10 to come to the plate. Now Alex Blandino will be the batter. Here's the pitch, and it's a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Next pitch is outside for a ball. One and one the count. And this one is called a strike, one and two. One, two pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. And there's strikeout number three for Henry today. And he's made it through five scoreless innings. The Red Ears go in order again here in the fifth. Three up, three down. We're halfway through it. Middle of the fifth with the score. Reno 1, Tacoma nothing.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get four tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, four Rainiers hats, four ballpark meals, and four more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet, but why not take it all for myself?
The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. It is Reno 1, Tacoma nothing. New pitcher for the Red Ears. Kyle Bird is in. Third pitcher used by Tacoma today in this bullpen game. And Bird is on in relief of Riley O'Brien, who worked two scoreless innings, allowed two hits, walked two, no strikeouts. Well, here's Giancarlos Cintron, and Bird's first pitch to him is on its way, and this is over for a strike. Bird's appearing in his 15th game for Tacoma, 2-1 with a 9.64 ERA. Now the pitch is lined towards the alleyway in right center field. That's going to get down for extra bases for Cintron. Goes all the way to the fence. Cintron's around second. He's on his way to third. He will make it there easily with a triple. Giancarlos Cintron with a three-base hit. And Reno has a runner at third. With no one out. Rainiers are going to bring the infield in. Now the pitch is in there for a strike, going one to Fletcher. Next pitch is low and away for a ball. 1-1 the count. Correction. 2-1 the count. No, 1-1. They keep changing the scoreboard. Here's a check swing foul. That is definitely strike two. We're going to go with 1-2 the count on Dominic Fletcher. Now the umpire puts up his fingers and says, yes, indeed, it is 1-2. See if Bird can put him away with Cintron at third. And the 1-2 pitch is hit in the air to left field. This will get the run in. Wall is under it. He makes the catch. Tagging at third is Cintron, and he scores. It is 2-0 Reno. A sacrifice fly off the bat of Dominic Fletcher. Aces have their second run of this Sunday afternoon. And now Carson Kelly will be the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a single so far. Kelly on the Diamondbacks injured list with a oblique strain. This is his second rehab game. And he takes low and away for a ball, 1-0. He's been out for almost a month. Now the 2-1 pitch is, or pardon me, the 1-0 pitch is low, 2-2. Now Bird ready. Here's his 2-0. And it is swung on, hit in the air towards right. This is struck well. Wilson's back at the track, but it is gone. Carson Kelly hits one out of here to the opposite field. First home run of his rehab assignment, and it is 3-0 Reno. So Kelly circles the bases. First home run of the game. And now Seth Beer will be the batter. Beer has singled and walked so far and scored a run today. Pitch from Bird is a check swing, and he went around. That is strike one. Now the 0-1 pitch is a swing and a miss. And that makes the count 0-2. Now the next pitch is in the dirt for a ball. 1-2. So 1-2 to Beer. And Bird with his pitch, and it is inside, and it hit him. And that got him on the arm, and that is a Seth Beer specialty. He gets hit by a lot of pitches. Eighth time in just 17 games for Reno that he has been hit by a pitch. And second time in this series. So runner at first with one out, and now Buddy Kennedy is the batter. And Bird's pitch is taken for a strike at the knees, 0-1 the count. Maybe. Here's the 0-1. And it is called a strike. 0-2. Now pitch is a called strike three. And down goes Kennedy. And there's the second out of the inning. So Bird has his first strikeout of his outing today. And it's actually the first strikeout for a Tacoma pitcher today. And now the batter will be Braden Bishop. Right-hand batter Bishop's 0 for 2. And the pitch to the former University of Washington Husky is taken for ball one. Three nothing Reno. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Next pitch is hit sharply to short. Fielding it on a hop is McCoy, and he flips it to second for the force out, and that wraps up the bottom of the fifth inning. But Reno adds to its lead. Two runs on two hits. There were no errors and one runner left. We go to the sixth inning. It's Reno 3, Tacoma nothing. Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly. Stay cool this summer with AC Pro Refrigerant and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right now, get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate, plus earn double O rewards points with the purchase of select AC Pro Refrigerant products. Beat the heat before you hit the road with AC Pro Refrigerant at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at LexusofTacomaFife.com.
Three nothing is the score. Reno with the lead over the Red Ears, who have really hit the offensive doldrums here these last couple of days. And of all places, Reno, great ballpark to hit in. And Tacoma has not had much going on at the plate the last couple of games. Today, they have just three hits against Tommy Henry through the first five innings. Forrest Wall leads things off, swings at the first pitch and pops it up. Behind shortstop, back goes Duzenak, the shortstop on the outfield grass, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out in the top of the sixth. Henry has retired eight straight Tacoma batters and 11 of the last 12. Here comes Keldick, who reached on what was ruled a double his last time up, a grounder that somehow eluded the first baseman, Seth Beer. Left versus left here. Henry into his motion, and the pitch is swung on and fouled away. There's strike one. Rainiers had runners at the corners in the second inning and didn't score. That's really their own only true scoring opportunity today. Kalnick reached in the third inning and put himself in scoring position, but it was after there were two outs. Henry with the 0-1 pitch, and this one is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. So an even count, 1-1. And now Henry, who has not yet thrown 60 pitches in this game, is into his motion, and the 1-1 pitch is lined up the middle and caught by the shifted shortstop Duzenak, who grabbed that line drive behind second base. Kelnick made sharp contact there and ends up lining out to the shortstop. Kelnick has put the ball in play all three plate appearances today against a tough lefty, so that's encouraging. But he's out, two down, and now Justin Upton is the hitter. Upton has fouled out and grounded out 0 for 2 today, and he takes a breaking ball over for a strike, 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch is hit in the air to right field, deep towards the corner. Back this goes, and it is gone. Justin Upton has hit his first home run as a member of the Seattle Mariners organization. An opposite field bomb here in Reno, and the Raiders are on the scoreboard. It is 3-1. Upton lofting one the other way. And Tacoma gets on the board against Henry. And now here's the pitch to Brian O'Keefe, and he swings and bounces one back to the mound. Henry off the hill to pick it up, and he throws to first and gets O'Keefe for the final out at the top of the sixth inning. But one run scores on the Upton homer. It was the only hit and no one left on. We go to the bottom of the sixth, 3-0-3, Tacoma 1.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union, invested in we, insured by NCUA.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Reno 3, Tacoma 1 is our score. And the Rainiers have gone to the bullpen and brought in Drew Steckenrider to work the bottom of the sixth. Fourth Rainiers pitcher used in this bullpen game, which according to my calculations means they have eight pitchers still available. Previous reliever Kyle Bird went one inning, allowed two hits and two runs. No walks and one strikeout. Canzone the batter, and the pitch is taken outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Rainiers having a bullpen game. And they have a 12-man bullpen today. That's after releasing two relievers last night after the game, as here's a pitch in for a strike to Canzone. He was talking last night about how they had 14 relievers. Well, they let Asher Wojciechowski and Ian McKinney go, if you had not heard, as here's a bouncer foul. And both those pitchers were with Tacoma last year as part of the championship squad. They just have too many guys right now, and they still have too many guys, even with those two out. As here's a swing and a drive to right. This is deep, and it is back, and it is gone. A home run for Dominic Canzone, lining one to right. A solo homer off Steckenrider, and it is 4-1 Reno. So Canzone lines one out of here to right. His fifth home run of the season. Suddenly the ball's starting to fly out of the park here in Reno. We've seen three solo homers in the last inning and a half. And now Camden Duzenac is the batter. And he pops one up, and McCoy is there to make the catch. It was not a high pop-up, a low pop fly, if you will. And on one pitch, he's retired, and now Yadiel Rivera is the batter. Rivera is 0 for 2 today. And the pitch is a swing and a bouncer foul, third base side. Now the pitch is hit in the air, foul down the right field line. Now the 0-2 from Steckenrider is low for a ball. 1-2. This is Steckenrider's third appearance since joining the Rainiers. Next pitch down low. Even count now, 2-2. And Steckenrider to the plate with his 2-2. And it swung on and chopped foul on the third base side. Still two balls, two strikes. So two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is up and in, ball three. Fastball at 93 on the gun that ran high and tight on Rivera. So three balls, two strikes, and this pitch is swung on and grounded to short. McCoy with the backhand, and he slings it across to first base for the out, and two men are gone to the bottom of the sixth inning. Nice play by Mason McCoy, who is very smooth on defense at shortstop. Two down. And now Giancarlo Cintron is the batter. He's 2-for-3 with a single and a triple so far. There's the pitch, and it is low for a ball. Now the 1-0 is down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Is lined to left field, and that's going to be extra bases for Cintron as it's fielded by Wall. Wall fires to second, and diving in there safely is Cintron with the double. So Cintron is now a homer away from hitting for the cycle. He is singled, doubled, and tripled in this game. This guy's 10 for 17 against Tacoma pitching in this series. Catcher O'Keefe went to the mound for a chat with Steckenrider. as now Dominic Fletcher gets ready to bat. And the pitch to Fletcher is swung on and bounced foul on the first base side. That is strike one. Wow, the Angels lost again. They're 11th in a row. And in this one, they blew a huge lead in Philadelphia. I think it was 6-2 at one point. It's now a swing and a foul. And the Phillies tied it up 6-6 at the bottom of the eighth. The Angels even scored again in the top of the ninth to take a 7-6 lead. And then in the bottom of the ninth, the Phillies got some runners on, two of them. And their number nine hitter, a rookie named Bryson Stott, who's been struggling to acclimate himself to the big leagues, hit a walk-off three-run homer. Here's one down low now to Fletcher. And the Phillies are undefeated in the post-Joe Girardi era, which is timed with a series against the Angels, who are falling apart. Here's a grounder to short, fielded by McCoy. Throw to first for the out, and the inning is over. But Reno adds a run in the bottom of the sixth on Canzone's homer. And there were two hits in the inning and one runner left on base. We go to the seventh. It is Reno 4, Tacoma 1.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Well, it's 4-1. Reno with the lead over the Red Ears. We go to the seventh inning of play. Tommy Henry tossing a gem for the Aces, and he has thrown only 62 pitches through six innings. So he stays in there. And here's his first pitch to Zach Green leading off the seventh, and it is taken down low for a ball. Rainiers got their first run of the game last inning when Justin Upton hit his first homer as a member of the club. Green takes outside now. Two balls, no strikes. So Green out ahead of the count. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back, and the count goes to 2-1. Now the 2-1 pitch. And it's a swing and a miss. Now the 2-2 inside, ball three. 3-2, swung on, rolled to the shortstop, and that is handled by Duzenac, and he tosses to first in time to get green, and one man is out at the top of the seventh inning. Joe Odom will be next. Well, former Rainier from not very long ago, Donovan Walton, is making a big impact on the San Francisco Giants. He was recently traded to the Giants for a Class A pitcher named Prelander Baroa, who's with Everett. As the pitch to Odom is fouled away. And Walton hit a grand slam for San Francisco today on the road in a 5-1 victory over the Marlins in Miami. First home run of the season for Walton. Had a couple last year in the big leagues. His first two for the Mariners. So there's a swing and a foul out of play. He actually had another at-bat afterwards with the bases loaded again. He could have hit two in one game. The opportunity was there, but he grounded out the second time. Here's the 0-2, and it is high for a ball. Walton had a three-run double for him the other day. He's driving in runs for the Giants, and it's good to see. Root for him. Now the pitch is swung on and bounced foul, third base side. Henry with a 1-2 pitch on its way, and it is fouled off. Now the 1-2 again. And it is outside, 2-2. Well, at least the Rainiers are making Henry throw some pitches this inning. Green saw some before grounding out, and now Odom has seen some pitches here, and Henry has thrown 11 this inning. His next one to Odom is in the dirt for a ball. Full count, 3-2. And here's the payoff pitch from Henry. And it is swung on and lined towards center field, but it hangs up and is caught by Fletcher for the second out of the inning. Odom hit that ball hard, and it carried out to the center fielder, so two men are gone. And now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy's 1-for-2 with a single and a ground out. Here's the pitch from the lefty, and it is swung out and fouled back. There's strike one. Now this one is low for a ball. Next pitch coming. Hit in the air to right, and this will carry out to Canzone, who makes the catch, and the inning is over. Fourth time today that Tommy Henry has set down the Rainiers in order. We have reached the seventh inning stretch with the score, Reno 4, Tacoma 1.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union.
invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
Progressive presents Married to Your Home.
If you want to leave me for another house, I totally understand.
House? Where's this coming from?
It's just, I know there's some newer homes on the market.
I didn't even know that, because I'm not looking.
I bet those other houses don't have a crack in their foundations.
You know that crack doesn't bother me.
No matter how much you already love your house, you'll love it more knowing you could save big bundling your home and auto with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
So we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. It's Reno 4, Tacoma 1. New pitcher for the Red Ears. Matt Cook is in from the bullpen on in relief of Drew Steckenrider. Steckenrider went one inning, allowed two hits and one run on the homer by Canzone. So Cook takes over to face the 3, 4, and 5 hitters, and Carson Kelly is first, and the pitch is up high for a ball, 1-0. Kelly's 2-for-3 in this game. And homered in the fifth inning against Kyle Bird. And now he drives one high and deep to center field. He might have another one. Kelnick is back at the fence. Look it up. It is off the wall. And Kelly will end up at second with a double to straightaway center field. Carson Kelly doubling off the fence. His third hit of the game. And now Seth Beer is the batter, and that's going to do it for Kelly. His rehab game today is over. They are pinch running for him at second base with Juan Centeno. And I'm sure Centeno will take over behind the plate in the top of the eighth. So here's Seth Beer. And the pitch is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Now Cook is ready. And the pitch is a check swing on a slider that is called a strike, and the count is even now, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a foul out of play, and the count goes to 1-2. Cook is ready. And his pitch is a swing and a miss. There's a strike three, and down goes Seth Beer, and the Rainiers retire him for the first time today. So Cook strikes out Beer. There's Buddy Kennedy, who has walked twice and struck out today. And the pitch is outside and low for a ball, 1-0. And the pitch now is popped up, foul, out of play. Here comes the 1-1, and it is high and inside for a ball. 2-1. Now here's a swing and a foul out of play. See if Cook can put him away with Centeno at second and one out at the bottom of the seventh inning. Reno leading 4-1. Cook comes set. Here's his 2-2. And it is swung on, line to third, and caught by a diving Zach Green, lunging to his left and hauling it in for the second out of the inning. Centeno getting back to second base. Two down at the bottom of the seventh. Kennedy lined that one to the left side, and Zach Green with the glove on his left hand, diving to his left to flag it down. Two outs for Braden Bishop. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now Cook with the 0-1, and it is swung on, grounded to McCoy at short, who got caught between hops but fields it anyway, and he throws to first and gets the out, and Bishop is retired, and so are the Aces in the seventh. No runs on a hit, no errors, and one runner left. We go to the eighth. The Red Ears are in this game, but they got to find the bats and get the offense going. Our score, Reno 4, Tacoma 1.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Well, we go to the eighth inning. The Red Ears trailing 4-1. Red Ears with Marcus Wilson, Alex Blandino, and Forrest Wall coming to the plate this inning against the lefty Tommy Henry. And this first pitch of the inning will be his 80th of the game. And all is quiet in the Reno pen. And the first pitch to Marcus Wilson is a swing and a miss for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch is on its way, and this is low for a ball. Rainiers with just four hits today against Henry. Wilson calls time and steps out for a moment. Now the 1-1 coming from Henry is a swing and a miss, strike two. So 1-2 the count. And there's a swing and a foul at the plate. Still 1-2. That got Wilson's leg. He's being given an extra moment to recover from that. Here comes the 1-2 pitch on its way now to Marcus Wilson. And it is a swing and a miss, strike three. Got him with a breaking ball, and Henry has his fourth strikeout of the game. He hasn't been racking up the strikeouts like he did on Tuesday when he had a career-high 11. Rainiers are putting the ball in play, but there's been a lot of weak contact, and there have been times when the Rainiers have hit the ball hard and hit it right at defenders. Blandino now the batteries 0 for 2 with a ground out and a strikeout, and Henry's pitch is breaking ball over for a strike. 0-1 the count. Next pitch waved at and missed, strike two. Another slider from, or actually a change from Henry. Now the pitch is a check swing, and he held up in time. And this one is popped up foul. Still 1-2. Now this one is down low for a ball, 2-2. Now the 2-2 is fouled off, still 2-2. Now this one is just outside, ball three. So full count, Blandino seeing some pitches. The payoff is a swing and a miss, strike three. And Henry with back-to-back strikeouts in the eighth. He has five now, two away. His pitch count has moved across the 90 mark, and there is activity in the Reno bullpen for the first time all day. Forrest Wall now the batter. And the pitch is outside to Wall, ball one. Now the pitch down low. Mariners are going to extras in Texas, tied 5-5. They were down 5-2 going to the ninth, that scored three runs to tie it up. Eugenio Suarez with a game-tying two-run double. 2-0 pitch is hit well towards left center field. On the run is Fletcher, still going back, deep part of the park, and this one is off the fence, and Wall is at second. He rounds second and holds with a double. No need to push it with two outs. And it's a long double for Forrest Wall, so he is in scoring position at second base. And Jared Kelnick is coming to the plate. Forrest Wall with his sixth double of the season. And the pitching coach, Doug Drapek, is going to the mound to talk to Henry. Henry is now at 95 pitches. They're going to leave him in to face Celtic. He has the left versus left advantage. The reliever warming up in the Reno bullpen is a righty. After Celtic, the Red Ears have seven straight right-handed hitters in the lineup, so they're going to have Henry face one more hitter probably. Drabeck's done with his conversation. The former Cy Young Award winner heads back into the Reno dugout on the third base side. Kelnick stands in. And here's the pitch. And it is taken up and in for a ball, 1-0. Kelnick looks out towards the mound. The pitch is swung on and popped up foul. And this is going to get into the seats out of play. Kelnick stays alive, 1-1 the count. Now the 1-1. Swung on, grounded right side, and that's going to be fielded by the second baseman way out on the outfield grass. Celtic is safe at first. Wall scores all the way from second base, beating the throw from the shifted second baseman Cintron, and it is now a 4-2 ball game. This would have been a base hit very routinely under normal circumstances, but with the shift on, the second baseman was playing way out on the outfield grass. Cintron ranged towards right center to field that grounder. Kelnick easily legged out a hit, but Wall aggressively scored all the way from second base, beating the throw from Cintron. And that makes it a 4-2 ball game. And it also knocks out Tommy Henry as the Aces are going to the bullpen. And the Red Ears have Justin Upton up representing the tying run. So we'll take a break for this pitching change here in the top of the eighth inning. Two outs, a runner at first. Our score, Reno 4, Tecoma 2.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at canonelectric.com for more information.
I was the man who could never get enough until I discovered the Tacoma Rainiers and Chick-fil-A's Bring the Herd deal. When I heard I could get 4 tickets to a Tacoma Rainiers game, 4 Rainiers hats, 4 ballpark meals, and 4 more meals at Chick-fil-A for just $44, I thought, do I have friends and family I could share this with? You bet. But why not take it all for myself? The Rainiers Chick-fil-A deal is available on select Saturday night games throughout the season. Tickets are available at TacomaRainiers.com. Rainiers Baseball. When it's this good, it's okay to get a little greedy.
We're in the top of the eighth inning. It's Reno 4, Tacoma 2. Justin Upton, the batter, representing the tying run with Celtic at first and two outs. The new pitcher is Edwin Uceta, hard-throwing righty. 2-0 with a 3.68 ERA in 11 appearances, 22 innings this year. The pitch to Upton is low and away for a ball, 1-0. Upton homered his last time up, his first homer as a Rainier. Comes in his fourth game with the club. He's basically going through a spring training process with Tacoma right now as he takes one low and away for a ball. The Mariners just signed him, hoping he can help in the big leagues for the last few months of this season, but he had not been playing since March. So he needs some time to get his timing intact, and it was good to see him go deep his last time up. 2-0 pitch from Uceta is swung on and fouled back, and the count goes to 2-1. So 2-1 to Justin Upton. And the pitch is swung on and lined towards left center, and that's going to get down for extra bases and go to the fence. Celtic is coming to third, and they're waving him around third, and he is headed home. He's going to score in at second with a long double and an RBI is Justin Upton, and the Rainiers make it a 4-3 ball game. Upton hitting that one hard to left center. And Tacoma has made it a one-run game, and the Rainiers have the tying run in scoring position. And now Brian O'Keefe is the batter. O'Keefe is 0-3 today. And the pitch is swung on, hit high in the air and deep towards left and back, and it is gone! O'Keefe with a go-ahead two-run homer in the top of the eighth inning. And the Rainiers have come alive, and they take the lead 5-4. Brian O'Keefe with his fourth home run for Tacoma this season touches home plate with the go-ahead run. O'Keefe kind of dropped down almost to a knee while swinging at this pitch and lifting it out of here to left field. Rainiers lead 5-4. With two outs at the top of the eighth inning. What a stunning turn of events. There were two outs and no one on base when Forrest Wall hit a long double to get this rally started. First pitch to Zach Green is in there for a strike. And now the next pitch is waved at and missed. 0-2 the count to Green. Next pitch is up high for a ball. What a two. Now the breaking ball is a called strike three, and Green strikes out looking, and that's the final out of the inning. But what a comeback for the Rainiers. A two-out rally, and they score 4 runs in the top of the eighth inning. They do it with 4 consecutive hits, 3 of which went for extra bases. There were no errors and no one left on. And we go to the bottom of the eighth inning with the score to Tacoma 5, Reno 4.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit,
convenience comes without compromise.
That's why VECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And VECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
VECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Gentlemen, you can easily find the best brands and fits for you without even trying. Just follow these simple instructions. Step 1. Shop somewhere that does all the work for you by customizing a selection for your taste and body. Step 2. Level up your closet with the best brands and fits with little or no effort. Not trying has never looked so good. Stitch Fix. We're so you.
Five-four, Tacoma with the lead over Reno. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. And a new pitcher is in for the Red Ears. Matt Brash comes in to work the bottom of the eighth. And he is protecting a lead, which just sort of came out of nowhere at the top of this inning, where the Red Ears scored four runs after there were two outs. So Brash will face Dominic Canzone, Camden Duzenac, and Yadiel Rivera. The hard-throwing righty with his pitch, and it is taken up and away for a ball, 1-0. Brash is in his 10th appearance since being optioned to Tacoma and moved to the bullpen. He has no record of 4.85 ERA in 13 innings. He's allowed 10 hits, has walked 9 and struck out 24. Next pitch is a fastball at 98 on the gun, in there for a strike. And the count's even, 1-1. Canzone homered off Steckenrider his last time up. Brash into his motion, and the righty with a 1-1, and it is high and outside for a ball, 2-1. Brash, the sixth Tacoma pitcher used today. Next pitch is on its way, and it is low, ball 3. Three and one. And Brash fires, and there's a swing and a foul back. Full count, 3-2. Well, now Brash is ready. And the 3-2 pitch to Canzone is on its way, and it is a swing and a foul. Canzone getting a piece of it to stay alive. 99-mile-per-hour fastball. So still 3 balls, 2 strikes. And the payoff is up and in, and that is ball 4. Canzone draws a leadoff walk in the bottom of the eighth inning. So right after the Red Ears take the lead at the top of the inning, Reno gets the leadoff man aboard in the bottom of the eighth, so they now have the tying runner on base and the go-ahead run in the batter's box. Camden Duzenac is the hitter. Duzenac is 0-for-3 in this game with a pop-up, a fly-out, and a ground-out. His ground-out drove in a run back in the second inning. Brash starts him off with a fastball at the knees, 99 on the gun. 0-1 the count. Next pitch is on its way. Breaking ball called a strike. Oh, and to the count. Now Brash with a quick move to first, and back in standing up is Canzone, who's 5-for-6 stealing bases this year. Oh, and to the count to Duzenac. And the pitch is a swing and a foul back. Still no balls, 2 strikes. Now, Rash trying to put him away. 0-2 pitch, swing and a foul back, a slider that time, and Duzadak fouled it straight back. Still no balls, two strikes. Rainiers rallied for four runs to take the lead. It all happened in the span of four batters with two outs. 0-2 pitch is popped up. Shallow left. Back is McCoy in his Wall, and Wall makes the catch, and it's a good thing because McCoy lost sight of it in the sun. And so Duzadak is retired, one away in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now Yadiel Rivera will hit. There were two outs, no one on, when Forrest Wall doubled, Jared Keldick singled, Justin Upton doubled, and Brian O'Keefe homered to give the Rainiers the lead. Four runs in a span of four batters. Pitch to Rivera is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. So 5-4 to Tecoma. We're at the bottom of the eighth. Runner at first with one out. Brash with the 0-1, and it's a swing and a miss at a fastball. There's strike two. No balls, two strikes. And a throw to first by Brash, and back in safely is Canzone. And the pitch, fastball up high. One ball, two strikes. Now here's the 1-2. And it is swung on and fouled off on the first base side. Wind starting to gust a bit. Currently blowing from left across to right. But changing directions from time to time. So the 1-2 pitch is high. And the count's even 2-2. So still two balls, two strikes. And the pitch is a slider down and in, and the count goes full, 3-2. So full count, 3-2. The runner does not go. The pitch is swung on and hit high in the air to shallow right center. And Kelnick trots in. He's got his eye on it, and he makes the catch. And there's out number two. So Rivera flies out, two down. And now Giancarlo Stanton, Giancarlo Cintrone is the batter. Very different player. Cintrone is 3-for-4 today with a single, a double, and a triple. The Red Ears catcher O'Keefe out to talk to Brash. Mariners have won. They just beat the Rangers 6-5 in 10 innings. What a comeback for them. They win that series 2-1. Here's a fastball outside to Cintrone. And the Mariners have won three consecutive series. Now the 1-0 to Cintrone is a fastball called a strike, and that evens things up 1-1. Brash has thrown 21 pitches this inning, and here's a fastball down low. Looks like the Rainiers are going to start getting the next man up in the pen. Two and one, the count to Cintrone. And the pitch is swung on and fouled off down the right field line. A bullpen game for the Red Ears today. They have used six pitchers so far. Now the pitch with the runner going is low. Throw to second by O'Keefe. Not in time. Canzone steals second base. And that puts the tying runner in scoring position for Reno. So full count, 3-2 to Cintron. Two outs, runner at second. On deck, Dominic Fletcher. And Brash is ready. And the payoff is low ball four. Cintron will head down to first base, and there are two on with two out. And Fletcher coming to the plate. 25 pitches this inning for Brash. Fletcher 0-for-3 with a sac fly in this game. Left-handed hitter. Two on, two out at the bottom of the eighth. And the pitch is a breaking ball that misses outside. Looks like Patrick Weigel is warming up in the Rainiers bullpen. The 1-0 from Brash is on its way, and there's a called strike. Knuckle curve there, 1-1. Two on, two out, one ball, one strike. And the pitch is swung on, grounded to the right side, and Blandino has it. And the second baseman throws out Fletcher at first, and that ends the bottom of the eighth. It wasn't easy, but Matt Brash delivers a scoreless bottom of the eighth. No runs, hits or errors, and two runners left on. We go to the ninth. It's Tacoma 5, Reno 4.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now. At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 5, Reno 4. And the Red Ears will try to add some insurance runs here in the top of the ninth. They send Joe Odom, Mason McCoy, and Marcus Wilson to the plate. Edwin Uceta gave up the go-ahead hits and then got the final out in the eighth. He remains in the game now. And the first pitch from Uceta to Odom is outside for a ball. 1-0 The count, next pitch, swing and a miss, and that evens things up 1-1. Now a swing and a miss, strike two. So one ball, two strikes to Odom. And he swings and misses at the next pitch. That is strike three. So one out in the ninth, and now Mason McCoy is the hitter. Final line on the Reno starter, Tommy Henry, 7 2/3 innings. He allowed 6 hits, 3 runs all earned, no walks, 5 strikeouts. Pitched better than that line indicates, too. Here's one outside to McCoy. He allowed just 1 run in the first 7 2/3, and then the Rainiers finally started to get some hits. So here's a swing and a foul back by McCoy. 1-1 the count. At the bottom of the ninth, the Rainiers are going to have to deal with Juan Centeno, Seth Beer, and Buddy Kennedy. And the pitch is grounded to short. That's fielded by Duzenac. Throw to first in time for the out. Two down in the top of the ninth inning. And now Marcus Wilson is the hitter. Wilson's 0 for 3. Wilson settles into the batter's box. And the pitch is in there for a called strike. Now this pitch is yanked down the left field line, foul. 0-2 the count. Lucena's pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. Wilson goes down swinging, and that does it for Tacoma in the ninth. They're going to have to try to protect a one-run lead in the ninth inning on the road in Reno. We head to the bottom of the ninth with the score, Tacoma 5, Reno 4.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Ready for an MVP move? Count how many birthdays your water heater has celebrated. If it's more than 10 years old, now is the time to upgrade. Emergency water heater replacements are stressful and expensive. Don't find yourself in that situation. Tacoma Power offers a zero-interest loan to help you pay for a hybrid water heater. Check out offers at mytpu.org. Tacoma Public Utilities. Proud partner of the Tacoma Rainiers.
We go to the bottom of the ninth. Tacoma with the 5-4 lead over the Reno Aces. The Rainiers trying to win this series on the road in Reno. Got to get 3 more outs, protecting a one-run lead. In from the bullpen to try to get it done is Patrick Weigel. And Weigel is in relief of Matt Brash, who worked a scoreless eighth, allowing no hits, walk two, no strikeouts. Weigel will face Juan Centeno to start things off. Weigel is appearing in his team-leading 20th game. He's 2-1 with a 2.70 ERA. And the pitch to Centeno is on its way, and it is taken inside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Weigel last pitched on Friday, a 3-up, 3-down inning with two strikeouts. Here's the next pitch to Centeno, and it's a swing and a miss. So Weigel out ahead of the count. And the next pitch from the right-hander is up high and inside. One and two the count. Weigel ready. And here's the 1-2, and it is in the dirt. Two balls, two strikes. Seth Beer is on deck. And here comes, well, corrected count now, 3-1, and this one is outside, ball four. So Centeno draws a leadoff walk in the ninth. They were all messed up on the count there. Pinch runner at first base. Stone Garrett will run for Centeno. He can steal, too. Garrett, 8 for 8, stealing bases this season. So Garrett at first, representing the tying run, and now Seth Beer is the batter. He's 1 for 2 with a single and a walk, and he's been hit by a pitch in this game, so he's reached 3 times. Rainier shift him with 3 infielders on the right side, and Weigel's pitch is taken. Oh, it grazed his arm, and he's hit by the pitch. He made no effort to get out of the way, and Dan Wilson's out of the dugout to go talk to the umpire. And he is out to talk to the plate umpire, Dane Ponczak. Beer leaned into that pitch with the purpose of getting hit by it. So Wilson, the Raiders' interim manager, is talking to the plate umpire, Ponczak, about that, saying he leans into it to get hit by it. And Beer has also been pinch run for, as Wilson is back in the dugout now. And this pinch runner is Drew Ellis at first base. Seth Beer just tries to get hit by pitches sometimes. The Diamondbacks have had a lot of guys who've done that type of thing over the years. Tim LoCastro, the most notable. So the tying runner, Centeno, is at second, and Ellis, the winning runner, is at first. And now, Buddy Kennedy is the hitter. Rainiers don't think he's going to bunt. Weigel with a pitch, and it's a check swing. He went around. That is strike one. So 0-1 the count. A walk and a hit batter. I've put two on here in the bottom of the ninth. Now the 0-1 is low, and it rolls away from O'Keefe, but not far enough away for any advancement. Counts even 1-1. Five-four Tacoma, bottom of the ninth inning, but the Aces have runners at first and second. One ball, one strike, the count to Buddy Kennedy. And now Weigel with his pitch, and it is swung on and popped up on the infield. Infield fly rule in effect, and McCoy makes the catch, and there's the first out at the bottom of the ninth inning. Kennedy pops up. So one away. And now Braden Bishop is the hitter, with Dominic Canzone moving into the on-deck circle. Bishop has been quiet in this one, 0 for 4. Garrett, the tying runner at second. The right here shift Bishop with Blandino playing up the middle, so he's right behind Garrett. And now the pitch from Weigel is on its way to Bishop, and it is a slider over for a called strike. Owen won the count. Outfield plays Bishop straight away. Wind blowing out towards right field, as it has been throughout this game. Now the 0-1 coming from Weigel. And it is a swing and a soft liner into left center field. A base hit over to pick it up is Wall. Garrett stops at third base, and the bases are loaded with one out. Wall did a nice job of getting on that ball in a hurry. And Garrett had to hold to make sure it wasn't catchable. But Reno has loaded the bases with one out for Dominic Canzone. Canzone is 1 for 2 with a homer in this game. He's also walked and been hit by a pitch. Canzone stands in. Rainiers play double play depth up the middle. Corner infielders drawn in. One run lead. Bases loaded. One out. Yeah, the pitch fades away. There's ball one. 1-0 the count to Canzone. Weigel trying to get out of this jam here in the bottom of the ninth. The 1-0 pitch is on its way, and it is a swing and a miss at a fastball. 94 on the gun. And the count is now even. One ball, one strike. Canzone. Left-hand hitter looking out towards Weigel. Keith flashes the signs. Now the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a foul back, and that is strike two. Weigel using the fastball to get ahead of the count. That was another one there that got fouled off. So 1-2 the count to Canzone. Garrett down the line from third. Ellis leads from second. Bishop at first. One out. The 1-2 pitch from Weigel is a swing and a liner into right field. A base hit. Garrett scores. Here's Ellis. He's coming in. The throw from Wilson is offline. This one is over. The Aces win it 6-5 with a ninth inning rally. Dominic Canzone with the game-winning two-run single to right. The Aces are celebrating out between the mound and first base. And this one is done. The Aces win the final three games of the series after the Red Ears won the first three games of the series. Tacoba has to settle for a split. Dominic Canzone with a game-winning two-run single here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Red Ears made a big comeback to take their first lead in the eighth. But now Reno rallies, and they end up winning the game in the bottom of the ninth. The 6-5 for the final score. Aces take it. We'll recap today's game and have a look at the Major League Baseball scoreboard in the Tacoma Red Ears post-game show coming up next.
At Fred Meyer, we believe fresh means holding our produce to a higher standard. That's why we do up to a 27-point inspection on our produce. Like for citrus, we check for things like scarring and sunburn. Yep, oranges can sunburn, and we'll make sure you never see it. In fact, we only allow the best oranges, lemons, and grapefruits to reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh for everyone, we believe the juice is worth the squeeze. Fred Meyer, fresh for everyone.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app.
So we can track our spending.
Deposit checks.
Manage debit and credit cards.
Pay bills.
And send money, just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business.
staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Well, a tough one for the Red Ears, who were close to having what would have been a rather stunning come-from-behind victory, but instead they end up losing in the bottom of the ninth inning. Reno takes it 6-5, the final score today at Greater Nevada Field, and these two teams split this six-game series. Reno had Tommy Henry on the mound. The lefty's been pitching great, and that continued today, as he kept Tacoma off the scoreboard for the first five innings. And the Red Ears fell behind. Bullpen day, and Reno got one in the bottom of the second inning against Nick Margaviches when Seth Beer singled, Buddy Kennedy walked, and with one out, Dominic Canzone was hit by a pitch to load the bases. Camden Duzenac bounced into a force out that brought in a run and made it 1-0 Reno. It was still 1-0 in the fifth. The Red Ears had Kyle Bird on the hill, and Giancarlos Cintron tripled to right center to start the inning. And then he scored on a sac fly by Dominic Fletcher to make it 2-0. And Carson Kelly followed with an opposite field home run, making it 3-0 Reno in the fifth. Red Ears finally scored against Tommy Henry with two outs in the sixth. No one on base. Henry had thrown 11 2/3 shutout innings against Tacoma in this series. It ended when Justin Upton connected for his first home run as a member of the Red Ears, lofting a fly ball the other way and out of here to right field for his first, and Tacoma made it a 3-1 ball game. But at the bottom of the sixth inning, Drew Steckenrider came in from the pen, and the first batter he faced, Dominic Canzone, homered to right field. And that made it a 4-1 Reno lead. Canzone with his fifth home run of the season. And the Aces were back out in front by a three-run cushion once again. Neither team scored in the seventh. And in the eighth, Henry struck out the first two batters. At that point, he'd gone 7 2/3 innings and allowed four hits and one run. There were two outs and no one on when Forrest Wall connected for a long double to left center field, and he was in scoring position. Then Jared Kelnick hit a single through the right side, scoring Wall from second base, making it 4-2, and that knocked out Henry. Brought in Edwin Uceta from the bullpen. First batter he faced was Justin Upton, and Upton roped a double to the gap in left center field. Kelnick scored all the way from first base. It was 4-3. And Upton was in scoring position at second base, representing the tying run. Up next was Brian O'Keefe, and he wasted no time, promptly mauling a pitch to left center field for a two-run homer, his fourth of the year, and the Red Ears had their lead 5-4 in the eighth. It happened quickly. It was rather stunning. Four straight hits with two outs, and Tacoma was on top. In the bottom of the eighth, Matt Brash worked around a couple of walks to deliver a scoreless inning. Red Ears did not add any insurance in the ninth, and that proved to be costly because in the bottom of the ninth inning, Reno rallied. Patrick Weigel came in from the bullpen, and the first batter he faced, the catcher Juan Centeno, he walked him. And then the pitch runner Stone Garrett replaced him at first, representing the tying run. Then a controversial play. First pitch to Seth Beer just grazed the left-handed hitter on the arm. He was leaning out over the plate and did not make an attempt to get out of the way. Dan Wilson argued about that with the plate umpire, but to no avail. Runners were at first and second. Drew Ellis pinch ran for Beer at first base, representing the winning run. Weigel got Buddy Kennedy to pop up for the first out of the inning, but then Braden Bishop hit a two-strike pitch into left field for a single, loading the bases with one out, and that brought to the plate Dominic Canzone, and Canzone pulled a two-run single to right field, scoring Garrett with the tying run and Ellis with the winning run, and Reno took this one by a final score of 6-5. Here are the final totals for Reno. 6 runs on 10 hits, 1 error. They left 12 on base. Tacoma scores 5 runs on 8 hits, makes no errors, leaves 2 on base. Winning pitcher is Edwin Uceta. He is 3-0. The loss goes to Weigel. He is 2-2. Time of the ballgame was 2 hours and 34 minutes, and the attendance 5,190. With the win, Reno is 4 games over 500 on the season at 29-25. And the Red Ears fall to 19-34. Well, these two teams aren't going to play each other again for a month. The Red Ears are off tomorrow and then at Salt Lake City on Tuesday. That game will be at 5:35 Pacific with Justice Sheffield on the hill. Reno wins at 6-5. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard when the Tacoma Red Ears postgame show continues right after this.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Reno walks off the Red Ears 6-5. Time for our Major League Baseball scoreboard. The Mariners beat the Rangers by that same score, 6-5, in 10 innings in Arlington, trailing 5-2 going to the ninth. The Mariners rallied for 3 runs. A Eugenio Suarez with the 2-run double that tied up the game. And then the Mariners won it in the 10th when a run scored on a pitch that got away from the catcher. And the automatic runner crossed the plate at Paul Sewald. He got the save in the bottom of the 10th, stranding the automatic runner at second, and the Mariners beat the Rangers. 6-5 the final. Mariners back within 6 games of the 500 mark. They have won 3 consecutive series, and now they head to Houston, having gone 4-2 so far on their 9-game road trip. Speaking of the Astros, they won today. They beat Kansas City 7-4 behind the pitching of Framber Valdez. And the newly highly paid Yordan Alvarez was 3-for-4 with a triple, a homer, and 3 runs scored for the Astros today. The Tampa Bay Rays fall at home to the White Sox 6-5 as Chicago scored 4 runs in the top of the first inning, including Jake Berger's 2-run double. He's been hot for them recently. Former right here, Mike Zunino, hit his 5th home run for Tampa in the losing cause. The Toronto Blue Jays dropped an 8-6 decision to Minnesota today as Luis Arias was 4-for-4 with the Twins. He leads the majors with a .358 batting average. The Guardians defeat the Orioles 3-2, the final score in Baltimore as Andrés Giménez hit a 3-run home run, his 7th of the year. That's all that they needed in that one. And the Yankees in 10 beat the Tigers 5-4. Josh Donaldson with a game-winning sac fly to pick up the winning run in the bottom of the 10th inning. One other American League game is not yet complete. The Red Sox lead Oakland 5-1 in the 9th inning in Oakland. In interleague play, a real stunner in Philadelphia. The Angels had a 6-2 lead in the bottom of the 8th inning. They also had a 10-game losing streak that they were trying to end. The Phillies tied it up on Bryce Harper's grand slam in the bottom of the 8th. No problems. The Angels scored a run in the top of the ninth to take a 7-6 lead, but the Phillies got a walk-off three-run homer in the bottom of the ninth inning by rookie Bryson Stott. His third homer, or his three-run homer, his second big league homer, and the Phillies beat the Angels. The Angels' woes continue. In the National League, Braves hold off the Rockies 8-7 at Coors Field as Matt Olson and Ronald Acuna homered. Acuna had four hits today. Dodgers lead the Mets 2-1 at Dodgers Stadium. They are going to the eighth inning there. Pirates shut out Arizona 3-0. Jack Suwinski had three hits. Zach Thompson, five scoreless innings. It was the Giants getting a grand slam from former Rainier Donovan Walton, and they beat the Marlins 5-1 today in Miami. Nationals edge the Reds 5-4 in Cincinnati. Game ended on a pickoff of a runner at first base by the Nationals catcher, Keibert Ruiz, after the pitch. Padres intend to defeat the Brewers 6-4. And the Cardinals and Cubs from Wrigley Field are Sunday night baseball. They get started in about 15 minutes. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Reno. The Aces beat the Red Ears 6-5. We'll be back with more after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Well, it's 6-5, Reno with the lead over the Tacoma Rainiers, and with the win over the Tacoma Rainiers. Did I say lead? Yeah, it's over. They won it at the bottom of the ninth as Dominic Canzone had the walk-off two-run single to right field with one out, and the Aces defeat Tacoma. Rainiers settle for a split on the road in Reno, which is not the type of thing we would normally ever complain about, except for the way it went down. The Rainiers won the first three games here. It seemed like a series win was imminent, but they end up dropping the last three games of the series, although they did have a heck of a comeback attempt today, taking the lead in the eighth inning after just being stymied by the Reno starter Tommy Henry for the first 7 2/3 innings. Today, if there's anything we learned about non-Rainiers in this series, it's that Tommy Henry of Reno looks like a pretty good pitching prospect from the left side. He's able to keep the score in check in this ballpark and can bring it up to 94 on the gun. Good arsenal of breaking pitches. He was impressive in his two starts against the Rainiers in this series. Quick look at the PCL scoreboard. Let's see here. What do we have? Oklahoma City beat Round Rock 4-2 in Round Rock, Texas. The Rainiers' next opponent, Salt Lake, won today. They beat El Paso 6-5. And, Vegas did it again. Three runs in the bottom of the ninth inning. They beat Sacramento 11-10, and Vegas has won 10 consecutive games. We'll get details on that one for our next broadcast. Albuquerque at Sugarland is a night game down in Texas. Well, our next broadcast is not coming until Tuesday, 5:35 p.m. Pacific time, first pitch. The Rainiers and the Salt Lake Bees from Salt Lake City. Tacoma is starting left-hander Justice Sheffield. Sheffield coming off of a great start here, his last time out, six scoreless innings. We'll see what he has in store for us on Tuesday at 5:35. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in, but this one went south in the bottom of the ninth. Our final score today, Reno 6, Tacoma 5. Have a great afternoon.